What up, though? Akil Azar, and you listening to 100% Organic. Are black men afraid of black women? Strong black women. I wouldn't say necessarily afraid of them. I would say, like, for instance, in understanding our relationship between each other, we really have to understand the universal law of cause and effect. And along with that universal law, we gotta understand that behaviors are passed on genetically. And with that said, you have to actually understand and know your history and know, like, what the things leading up to the things that got us in this position like this. For the most part, though, it's slavery. It goes back further than slavery, though, to, like, the distrust, like, to the point in time when women were actually getting erased out of history as being strong figures and things of that nature. It really goes way back there, but we'll just go back to slavery. Now, believe it or not, the things that happened during slavery, all the things that, like, from the rapes, from the beating, from the splitting of the home, from everything that they did to create that fear and control mindset within us, have been passed on to our children. And on top of that, our women, like, teach their children, they reinforce it with their mouths by saying niggas ain't shit, and you know what I mean, they dogs, this, that, and the other. And it continues to further the divide. Now, in no way, shape, or form am I trying to justify for any type of behavior that we do as men out here, because we know what we do and we know the game that we play, because that's the same way that game is being ran down, that we're not stuff to little girls from their mothers. Well, men is actually teaching their sons how to womanize, how to be a womanizer, or even for much as how to pimp, or how to be a gigolo or a leech. And it's just so many things that we do to hurt each other. So it's you got to go back and look at the strength, and where that strength come from, the motivation from that strength. You see, like, in past times when women, like, ran everything and created the world and ran the world, is one key factor that we miss. And yeah, they were in charge, and yeah, they were the leaders, and yeah, it was the downfall since they haven't been in power. But how did they lead? And it was out of love and balance. The woman we have now is not balanced. And the reason why she's not balanced is because she has to be the dual figure in the household. She has to work, she has to provide, she has to teach, sew, cook, clean, along with everything else as far as raising the kids, the homework, and on top of this, she has no rest, while her mate, which is the man, has been broken. And if he isn't broken, he's broken and he's a drone. So it's very hard for her to get unbalanced. And they created the cycle for us to continue to tit for tat with each other that keeps us in this cycle. You see, when you understand, like, what makes a black woman strong now, these days, when it comes to a man, black women are strong by nature. But when it comes to, like, her strength in the relationship, her purpose in the relationship is all conscripted. The reason why she had the world in balance is because she controlled, it was out of love. we're not connected to the point where we love each other anymore. Where I love my black woman or I love my black man, and I'm gonna be there with him, see him through, because he's all I got out here, or she's all I got out here. And that aspect of it all, it wasn't just taken when they tore up the family. It was at the slave point, because men stopped being protectors, and the women stopped being nurturers. And it went to a point where the women took on the protection role and the men started to be needed to be nurtured. And we all understand and can see how we got to this point. But the question is, what do we do to get out of it? And to be honest, we're nowhere close to changing it. And the reason being is because, look at this. If you go to AA, the very first thing that you have to do is what? And I've never been to an AA meeting, but we all know the very first step of being going to one of those meetings and getting help and changing the problem is accepting the problem. Even if we can get religious. Even if you go to church, the very first thing you have to do in order to become a Christian is admit that you're a sinner. We as the Afro-Americans that we've been labeled, and I'm going to use that term because that's where we at. We ain't been acting like Asians. We ain't been acting like Moors. We acting exactly what they named us as, because that's what they bred us to be. But we can't accept nothing from each other. And we'll accept it if he said, if our oppressor, and I'm not saying this as a racial thing, but just the powers, if the power at B said, then they might could accept it and change it if they put it in that media from that status quo. But from somebody speaking from their soul, that's actually saying the same thing that they know deep inside their heart is saying, we can't accept that from each other. And until that happens, we have absolutely no way to change. So it's not a fear thing. And when we do understand and accept this, we will understand, and the woman would go back to her role that put her in leadership and power in the first place, which is love. You see, we're at the end of the day, everything that, like, well, my generation, I could speak for my generation, I could speak for me, myself, personally. My mother was very, very strong. She was very, very strict. But at the end of the day, you knew everything she was doing for you and to you was out of love, because you still felt that vibration coming along with the discipline. And the reason why our women of this time period have not gained control yet, because their strength is motivated out of scorn, and they have been scorned, and they remember it through genetics, and they live out that scorn every day. We're both tools. And I know that we are the cause of that scorn. And I try to speak this to my peers as well. I myself personally am working. I haven't all the way changed, but I've changed my outlet, my outlook. And therefore, by me changing my outlook, that changes mostly everything. But until we get to a situation where we can accept, and then we can love, and we can understand, we can go back to the essence of that. Y'all was calling Kanye crazy, but in the end, that's the only vibration that can break the chains. If you're not ready for the revolutionary vibration yet at this point, the only vibration that's gonna break the chains that's held us back from crossing that bridge and that gap between each other is that. Believe me, I know it's like hard. To accept programming is hard. We're not even going to get into breaking it. Just to accept and understand the fact that you've been programmed is hard. And because we have such an ego, we refuse to accept it. Like anyone who says slavery has been over, not even talking in the physical aspect of it, you can tell that that's a person who actually didn't look at the whole picture. And see, you can never judge a scene until you see the whole picture. And that always kills us every time. But I really do understand it's hard. Like, we have to understand that we are electromagnetic beings. I know often, like, I can sound bipolar or all these different labels that they put out on us, but the truth of the essence is, sometimes my vibration be up, sometimes it be down. And even the fact that I know how to control my vibration, sometimes the flesh can overpower the want to. And then that's when the mind has to kick in. But the truth of the matter, before we can heal each other, we have to heal ourselves. And that's the question. When are we start listening? When are we going to listen? When are we going to individually try? What will it take for us to want to have the dignity to be called a nation? When will we care about enough of what our ancestors did, or even about the land that God has given us, enough to claim it and trace ourselves back to it? Because now it's back then, a couple 20 years ago, yeah, you would have to really chase, but now all the evidence is out here. All we have to do is claim it. It's right there. So it's really not an issue about whether the black man is afraid of a strong black woman. It's the vibration that's coming off of that. And most black women right now who carry that label of power, excuse me, they are very scorned. And that's just the simple fact of the reality of the situation. And 9 times out of 10, it's been by a man who she has been scorned. So it's a crazy situation, but as long as we practice something that's outside of ourselves, even if we go to counseling, like if we literally had counseling, if it's inside of their system, inside the constraints of the system that they're designed, we still are at a loss. The only thing, the only counseling that we need is inside your heart. But we need to break the programming. We don't need to go back and get the program reinforced. We need to break the programming altogether.